This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Hello, world, and welcome to the Captain's America Third Watch Wednesday morning edition. I'm the Captain, Matt Bruce, as we broadcast tomorrow's news tonight right here from my flagship station, MH60 The Answer in Tampa, Florida, and my Moss Family Automotive Studio, the great radio stations across America and the Caribbean and around the world, too, via the Internet, as well as the satellite streaming live online right now. And a special shout-out goes to our military men and women listening to us right now via the Internet and the satellite, plus to our EMTs, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Border Patrol security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and everybody that's working or helping with the coronavirus COVID-19 effort, keeping America free and safe. Now, to all the people working on the Third Watch, the truckers, the warehouse, the factory workers, butchers, bakers, maintenance, janitorial workers, mechanics, construction workers, bulk mail centers, Uber, Lyft, taxi, bus drivers, and all the roughnecks doing the oil thing all around the country and around the world, thanks for keeping America rolling along. Now, don't forget to check us out on Facebook. Go over to the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. That's the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. Like the page, and then if you want to get in the chat room, just climb on in there. Ask to get in there. We'll put you in. And on Twitter, at Captain's America. There you go. All right. Talking with us right now, we've got Colonel Jim Warshook, retired U.S. Air Force, as well as chairman of the Hillsborough County Republican Party. Good morning, sir.
Good morning, Matt.
Time to say the pledge. Are you ready, sir?
Let's do it.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands,
one nation
under God,
indivisible
with liberty
and justice
for all. And we emphasize that two-word statement in there, ladies and gentlemen, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Well, Colonel, the Trump team is prepping up a plan to reopen the economy. We're being told it depends on the testing results that are coming from some of these areas. They're doing a lot of testing down here in Florida.
There's a lot of testing going on everywhere, and, you know, we really do need to get this economy open, up and running as soon as possible. Every day we wait, we lose so many jobs that may never come back, particularly the small mom-and-pop shops out around the country. I'm not talking about the big chains and those. I'm talking about the small shops. Everybody knows them in their hometowns. They need to come back, and they need to reopen it. And the other thing that really torques me on this whole thing is that since when does government decide who is an essential business? You know, everybody is an essential business. Your customers, your loyal shoppers, and your employees depend on you. You're the essential business. And that's something we got to keep in mind, because, you know, I watch what's going on in Tampa Bay here, just in some of the counties, and some of the ridiculous stuff is where the county is going to decide who's essential. And I just am very angry that they take that attitude as if they know better, and when they don't. And, you know, we've got to get the country going. We've got to open. We talked earlier during the break. A number of countries in Europe are going to start reopening.
Three of them.
And we need to do the same. Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Yep, three of them are going to open the doors and say, here we go, we're open for business, and guess what? They're just going to, you know, whatever happens, happens, and we've got some states here in this country that it's barely affecting them at all. Why in the hell are they shut down?
And that's exactly right. We have this this whole attitude. It's out of control, and it's making people crazy. And I think it's actually making the situation worse with the spread of the virus. Of course, if you're home, you're less likely to spread it, and you're within, you know, you're with families, and you're eating together, and you're talking and breathing. But we really have to be smart about how we're doing it. Unfortunately, like any virus, it's going to take its course. And, you know, nobody talks about the 2018 flu, which was the worst.
You mean 1918?
Well, I'm talking about in 2018.
Oh, the flu. Yeah, okay. All right. Yeah.
Flu, you know.
Killed 30,000 or something.
It was more than that. It was one of the worst flu seasons in 40 years.
Mm-hmm.
And we're not even approaching that with this. With this virus,
right.
So you know we need to the hype and the panic that's been created because of this and has created austere situations, and we have governments that are knee jerking and reacting, and it's really hurting the economy.
Well, here's the thing: there are people that have pre-existing conditions, and if you have got respiratory problems or you've got heart problems, and you get a pneumonia-type disease where you start coughing and hacking, it's a strain on your chest, it's a strain on your heart, it's a strain on your lungs, and yes, it could kill you. And some of the people that are dying of this are not just dying because of the virus; they're dying because of what they had to begin with that just contributed to the factor.
And that's exactly right. And, you know, I believe, and I'm the last person to be a conspiracy theorist, but I know how the political left works and what's going on here, and they look for doom and gloom, and if they can blame it on President Trump, they're going to do it. And I think a lot of the numbers are unrealistic. People are being automatically labeled as having had the flu when they die, and they haven't. So, you know, we need to be forthright as people, as medical professionals, as administrators, as anybody who has anything to do with this. Let's do what's right.
All right, hold that thought. And Steve in Thailand's chiming in the Facebook group, the Captain's Group, off the official Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, that what I'm saying is absolutely correct. He says, unfortunately, these health issues contribute to what goes on, and older people die and people that are susceptible. Yep, you're right. All right, I'll be right back with more. Colonel Jim Warshak, the retired U.S. Air Force Colonel, also chairman of the Hillsborough County Republican Party. I'll be right back.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach, at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Hi, this is Mike Gallagher. You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yeah, you are. Thank you, Mr. Mike Gallagher. His studio's right around the corner from where I'm at right here, about 30 feet away. And many of you will hear him later in the day. Now, I will tell you that this part of the program brought to you by my very good friends at Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. Now, most of you know I've been talking about Moss Nissan for going on 4 years right now. They are you want to talk about a dealer that gets it right, they're it. They're a family-owned business, a Christian-run business, and so many people that go there. Go there with an attitude like they're going to get screwed, blued, and tattooed and all that stuff. And they're shocked. They're shocked when the salespeople take good care of them, respect them. And I'll tell you what, if you are a veteran, or you're active military, or you're a first responder, active or retired, or you're the family of a military person, active duty military person, or you're a pastor, you'll get a discount on your vehicle, certified pre-owned or new. And you'll also get 15% off when you get your vehicle serviced. Who's doing that? Nobody. But they are at Moss Nissan. Now, they've got dealerships up in Crystal River on US 19. That's a great little place, great little drive to go to. And you folks that listen to us up there, hello to you. Appreciate all the great people in Crystal River. And once this gets over with, I'll be back again. And in Newport Richey at 19 and 54, that's the big main location for the Nissan. Unless you're in Tampa. And if you're in Tampa at 11001 North Florida Avenue, you get two for the price of one. You get the Moss Nissan dealership. And right beside it, Moss Acura. So you get a double dealership right there, 11001 North Florida. But my point is, they absolutely, positively have got it down right when it comes to selling vehicles. Every vehicle they sell comes with Moss Care. And that Moss Care will save you money if something breaks and you get the Moss Care. If you choose not to, you get the regular warranty. But if you get a Moss Care, it lasts, it's like an extended warranty on steroids because it'll take care of whatever you got. Matter of fact, I didn't even know about this, but I got my car treated, the antimicrobial treatment. I went up to get my oil changed and put synthetic oil in 2 weeks ago on a weekend, and they wound up saying, well, by the way, your second application is due on the vehicle there with all the coronavirus and whatnot. Would you like to get that done? And I said, what's that cost? He said, nothing. It comes with MosCare. I said, hell yeah. So they did. But start using the service department. Start checking them out. And by the way, you can check them out on the web, Moss, MOSNissan.com. Always remember to tell them the captain sent you, because when you do that, you're going to save a bunch of money. Check it out, Moss, MOSNissan.com. All right, I got up on my little soapbox here, Colonel. Sorry.
That's okay.
Yeah, those people get it right. I mean, they are absolutely spot on. All right, well, the World Health Organization, Senator Lindsey Graham, said that they need to cut funding for the World Health Organization. I think we all know the reason why, but the president got more specific, and he said he wanted to put a hold on $123 million worth of funds that was going to the World Health Organization. Right away, some agencies said, oh, he's going to freeze the money. No, he's not. Nope, nope, nope. He just wants it done with the blessing of the Congress.
Yeah, and that's key there, to make sure the Congress is on board with that, and that's why he did that. I agree with Lindsey Graham that we should cut funding out of, I guess will probably be the 21 budget. I don't think we should be giving any more money to the World Health Organization based on how they, handled themselves with this. Totally in support of China on this.
And, right.
You know, they're another globalist organization just like the UN, and I don't think we should be giving them a dime. We need to put our money towards our own economy and towards our own American people and our country's deficit, rather than be giving to organizations that behave the way the World Health Organization did. And if anybody is not aware of what they did, they were really put us in a bad situation based on the things they were putting out regarding the virus and how much it was spreading. It didn't help us one bit, and they're not acting responsibly as a world organization.
And their leader, the person that's responsible, the spokesperson, whatever he calls himself, they want him gone, too. I mean, I've listened to some of the things he said, and it's just, he sounds like he's a cheerleader for China.
Oh, absolutely. And everything that he had put out was taken, you know, seriously by a lot of people, and it turned out to be totally incorrect. And everybody's not going to be correct on this virus. And, you know, there's lots of opinions and a lot of experts out there, but there's also a lot of people who just need not to say anything, because they're not helping.
Now, the mainstream media is not helping either, because NBC News yesterday erroneously reported, with no verification at all, the U.S. reports 1,264 coronavirus deaths in the last 24 hours in China. Do you know what China said about it?
I can imagine.
Nothing.
Exactly.
So the NBC made up a number, and we don't even know if the number's accurate. And, I mean, we get what we got, right?
You know, when they do that, that's misinformation.
Sure.
Help anybody out, and it adds to the lack of credibility that the mainstream media has,
uh-huh.
And that's why we're dealing with what uh-huh. we're dealing with. Take out the politics,
yep.
and you know, they're still not credible.
All right, well, we're going to go to our good friend Eric in Seminole, a veteran himself, and good morning, Eric. What's on your mind?
Hey, good morning, Captain. Good morning, sir. Thanks for taking my call. Real quick, for a question for the Colonel. What, based on everything that people know about the World Health Organization, you're kind of alluding to it, and that China has been placed as head of the United Nations, Human Rights Council?
Right.
Got the current head of the WHO, who is a documented member of a former Marxist terrorist organization out of Ethiopia,
mm-hmm.
that's been linked to covering up disease outbreaks and potential genocide, and the WHO spokespeople not acknowledging the sovereignty of Taiwan, considering parroting CCP talking points. What is your opinion regarding the potential that this is a People Liberation's Army propaganda campaign, and the potential that this is an actual, how should I say, a weaponized biological event
okay.
in the event that they can, perpetuate and further PLA and CCP talking points globally.
We'll answer the question.
I'll take my answer off there. Thanks, sir.
Thank you, Eric. Okay. Well, Colonel, you first.
Okay. Well, I agree with the first part of his statement regarding how these people get placed on organizations, human rights, the human rights element organizations inside like the UN and the WHO and what have you. And this is a long time trend. This isn't a new thing. We've seen this go on for years. We watched, people from many Marxist countries get put on these, high level positions within the UN, the World Health Organizations and others. They're all, Marxist, communist, and that's the reason they're put on there, because they're going to be able to affect policy and they're able to affect the message that these organizations put out based on their ideology, and it's why it's done. They're all globalist and they're all bent on that more socialistic type mentality, and that's why they're there, and that's how these organizations are able to influence as much as they can. This has been going on for 30, 40, 50 years. It's getting worse, and it's one of the battles that certainly President Trump is fighting against. As far as a biological capability and weaponizing the virus, there's a lot of people who are looking at that. I'm currently working on an article. Hopefully it'll be out in a couple of days that talks about that. So a lot will come out in the end on this.
All right. Now, very quickly, the New York Times has accused President Trump of pushing the drug for financial gain. We heard a lot of the mainstream media, the liberal media, saying that. The fact of the matter is that he has a mutual fund, and in the mutual fund, the stock is anywhere between $29 and $435 that he has in some sort of drug company. However, that's not what they're trying to push, and that's the fact right there, and they're not reporting it accurately.
And that's the way they do it all the time. We watched them talk about this for the last 3 or 4 days, and they were digging and digging and digging and trying to find something to fit the accusation that the president was pushing the drug because he had some type of vested interest in it, and they dug and dug and dug until they found it, a cheap little stock that he had.
It was $29 at the low and $435 at the high, and it didn't say what it was worth right now, but it's somewhere in the middle. All right, Colonel, I always appreciate being able to talk to you every week. You bring a lot to the table. Thank you very much. Stay low, stay safe, and stay healthy.
Talk to you soon.
All right, thank you. That's Colonel Jim Warshak, and by the way, Chairman of the Hillsborough County Republican Party. Coming up next, the consumer quarterback, and we'll be right back with more.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Coronavirus cases are spiking in the South in both Texas and Louisiana, where the death rate is the second highest in the country. There's a disproportionate number of African Americans who tend to have underlying conditions like diabetes and hypertension. Surgeon General Dr. Jerome Adams.
I represent that legacy of growing up poor and black in America, and I and many black Americans are at higher risk for COVID. It's why we need everyone to do their part to slow the spread.
President Trump says he's worried about small businesses during the crisis.
I'll be asking Congress to provide an additional $250 billion for the paycheck protection.
Many businesses say they're still not able to get their hands on the cash they need to keep their workers on board company payrolls. This is USA Radio News.
Got an old car? You can donate it, whether it's running or not, to the United Breast Cancer Foundation and save a life. They'll even come and pick it up for free. The United Breast Cancer Foundation has saved hundreds of women's lives through their free or low-cost breast screen exams. But now they need your help. The United Breast Cancer Foundation wants to save more lives through early detection by offering women free or low-cost breast screening exams. And donating your old car, SUV, or truck, whether it's running or not, helps pay for them. Plus, you get a charitable tax deduction. Help the United Breast Cancer Foundation save lives by donating your old car, SUV, or truck. Call now for free pickup. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. 800-280-2144. Call right now. That number again is 800-280-2144.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
All right, this portion of the Captain's America Third Watch is brought to you by our friends down there in Sarasota at Dominic's Blinds and Decor. Now, Dominic's is spelled D-O-M-E-N-I-C-K apostrophe S. They've been in business for a long time. And I will tell you that they're located at 4500 Clark Road at McIntosh, right across the railroad tracks, south side of Clark Road. Look for the big old 9 foot tall Uncle Sam with a big old red, white, and blue American flag right there, too. That's how you know you're in the right place. And all their blinds, shades, and shutters are made in the USA. They are a Hunter Douglas dealer. And Dominic's also offers installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs. Now, stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store. And don't forget to wave at the red, white, and blue Dominic's truck when you see it. That's going to be Kevin out there riding around. And remember that all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Their phone number is 941-922-2345. To set up an appointment for service or just stop by the store, that's 941-922-2345 and tell them the captain sent you. You'll be glad you did. They're great people down there, Dominic's Blinds and Decor. And Dominic, when he's around, always has a big supply of pastries down there. Now, the opinions of the medical experts are always important. But folks, no one elected them to lead America through this crisis. They elected Donald Trump. And it's time for him and his administration to once again trust his political instincts again and do what's right for America. And what's right for America
isn't sitting here with everybody twiddling their fingers, getting madder by the minute, not making money, being told, well, next week you'll have a check sent out on Monday. Yep, you're all going to be getting a check. I'm of the group here that I'll believe it when I see it. Because there's a whole bunch of people, and I heard it yesterday from some people that I was around, oh, I'm going to be getting $1,200. And you know something? They were making $100,000 a year or more. And they obviously didn't pay attention to what the constraints were. Because $75,000 and less, there's a chance you could get that much. But there's also a chance you could get $600. It all depends on your circumstance, and it's all based on your income tax return and whatever it is the Internal Revenue has on your last reporting of income. Now, the people on Social Security, obviously, you're in the system. Unless, of course, there is an exception we found out yesterday about Social Security and its dependents. If you're collecting Social Security and someone else is claiming you as a dependent, let's say you're a mother living with your son and daughter. Let's say you're a father living with your daughter and son-in-law, and they're claiming you as a dependent. They are going to get $500 for you. You aren't going to get anything. They're going to get it. Now, should they choose to share that with you, that's a different story. But that's the way I understand it, based on everything I've been reading. And there was a story about that I posted on my Facebook page yesterday, because it was so important to get the correct information out there, because people have just absolutely got this thing going around in circles. Well, I'm going to get this one. I'll get that one. Look, I'm going to get $3,400. And the guy living by himself says, I'm going to get $3,400. No, you're not. And then you have to explain to them. And people want to know, well, where do I go? How do I find out about this? Blah, blah, blah. Man, oh, man. We mean, where do you go? It's everywhere. Go onto the internet. Google it. Put down, how much money am I going to get from the stimulus? Put that all down there. Or use the word corona. Use the word COVID-19 stimulus. Google it. And then start asking questions. You'll find the answer. I mean, there's groups out there, there's chat rooms out there, all this information going on where people are trying to give you the correct information instead of just guessing at something. And I've got, my God, I got paper, and I'm just looking over my left shoulder here. I got paper after paper after paper, press conference, releases from the government. I mean, here's one here. About hydroxychloroquine and what's going on there with the use that's out there. And what did I say earlier? Did I say a dozen? It's 17. 17 different uses out there right now. Different groups, different ways of getting this out there. I said 12, it's 17. So I was low. And it's something that you got to pay attention. I mean, you've got to. And here's the other thing. When it comes to calling in, veterans, I got a number for you, first of all. This is for any questions you've got about your COVID-19 debt assistance and what you can and you can't get from the government, because, yes, you can be helped directly. Here's their number for the VA, for the veterans. This is not civilians, veterans. You got any financial questions, this is the number to call. 800-827-0648. That's 800-827-0648. One more time. For questions the veterans have about this debt assistance and all that stuff with the COVID-19, the stimulus. 800-827-0648. I screwed it up, sorry. 800-827-0648. I'll say it one more time since I screwed it up. 800-827-0648. That's the number if veterans have any questions. Call that number, and I'd be more than happy to help you out. And it's available 24/7. Now, there is another number here. Now, somebody said, well, I called the number, and I got this, and I got that, blah, 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 blah. Okay, well, here's the deal. 866-779-6129, 866-779-6129. Follow the prompts. You'll eventually get to a live person, but it gives you all the what, twos, and whys, and how fors. Okay? There you go. Good morning, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
It's Liberal Larry. I'm in Daytona, man.
What's up in Daytona? You going to the beach?
No, I'm not going to the beach. I'm hitting Publix every day. I'm tired as can be, but I saw that, what is it, OAN is banned now from the White House?
Yeah. And oh, wait a minute. It was, no, I don't think it was OAN. It was another one, but yeah, okay. I'll think of who it was in a minute. Go ahead. Acosta, yeah.
It's just getting ridiculous. I mean, when are we going to get to some kind of end to this? I mean, the people that are in charge of the social media, like, well, the guy that's in charge of Twitter, he's hiding in Africa, the Facebook guy. I mean, all of this is right out in front of us. I mean, when are we going to get some light at the end of the tunnel? Because what Congress did was giving themselves a pay raise to give hurting people their stimulus money. I mean, it's kind of sickening.
Congress didn't give themselves a pay raise. Is that what you're saying?
No, I thought they gave themselves like...
No, oh no, hell no. No, no, no. They didn't. No, Congress got nothing out of it. If they'd gotten that, there would have been people on the street with pitchforks, I guarantee you, and I would have been yelling the loudest.
I mean, it just seems like, you know, if you tweet or you put anything about Jesus or that you support the president or, you know, anything, it's like, you know, it's just we're getting censored or whatever. I mean, when are we going to get, like, some kind of grip on this and get our country back? I mean, we're 4 years into this, and it's just, you know, I'm not saying the virus isn't very real. It's very real, but, I mean, what they're doing with this, I think, is halfway a power grab because everything they've done since he got elected, it's just been one scam after another with Russia and I mean, when are we going to get control of our country?
Well, hopefully this election, but there's something in here. Let me find it real quick. The co-founder of one of the partners at Twitter just gave $1 million for the development of a vaccine or something like that to the CDC. Where the heck is it here? It's a co-founder. Okay, some figures when you want to find. I had it right here in front of me.
The vaccine stuff. I mean, I vaccines work. I've had two pneumonia vaccines, Prevnar and the 23. Mm-hmm. And I'm not saying they don't, but if they're going to rush this. And this Fauci guy, I don't like this Fauci guy. I just don't like this guy. He's connected to Bill Gates. Bill Gates came from IBM, which was a war machine to begin with.
Uh-huh.
He has no medical background. I mean, that's how these monsters get started. So if they're rushing a vaccine, that kind of scares me.
Okay, well, I got to go. Here comes the music, but thanks for your call, and we'll see what we can do about straightening it out. And guys like you are going to help me.
All right.
God bless America. All right. And that's Liberal Larry. That's our buddy over there. He's making deliveries, of course. But, again, part of the essential part of America. And I'll be right back with the final segment.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
We have all seen and perhaps used the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you ever noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? With bacteria and virus problems, sanitizers and hand washing are the first line of defense against infectious disease. GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements as set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration as a first aid antiseptic. When it comes to sanitizers, it only makes sense that it lasts till the next application and doesn't dry and crack your skin, inviting infection. For long-lasting alcohol-free sanitizing, come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial. That's GCNteam.com, antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203. 877-878-4203.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death.
At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Mortgage rates have dropped 25%, the lowest mortgage rates in years. So maybe you should drop everything and call Zoom Refi. Refinance your home now and slash your mortgage payments. Take cash out and save maybe hundreds of dollars every month. Zoom Refi mortgage rates are super low. Zoom Refi closing costs are super low. And Zoom, we approve you right over the phone, even for no income check loans. Big drop in mortgage rates. Big opportunity for you to save money. Call Zoom Refi today. 888-291-9729. 888-291-9729. Save on mortgage payments. Save on closing costs. Call Zoom Refi. 888-291-9729. Advertising by marketing entity Zoom Refi. Zoom Refi is not a bank or financial company. Calls and other inquiries may be forwarded to third-party lenders who are solely responsible for reviewing, approving, and servicing any loan. Zoom Refi is not affiliated with any state or federal agency and does not provide mortgage advice or help. No income check loans are for investment properties only, and income must be sufficient to service debt.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hey, this is Brandon Rimes, host of the Consumer Quarterback Show and owner of the Platinum MVP team at Keller Williams Realty, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Hey, all righty, Brandon Rimes, and we appreciate him very much. And before we get to our caller, we got to do the beach and boating forecast, so here we go. Today, Wednesday, the beach and boating forecast for the Nature Coast, the Sun Coast, and all of Tampa Bay. We're going to start out with a fairly decent day to begin with. It's going to be, a light chop on the waters. The winds are basically not calm, but about 5 to 7 right now. This afternoon, we'll have some gusts up to 15 to 18 miles an hour with an afternoon sea breeze. It'll become a little bit breezy this afternoon. Then we'll have a moderate chop out there, 2 to 3 feet in the waves. The Gulf water temperature is 78, the Bay water temperature 77. We had our high tide at 3:05 a.m. We have our low tide coming at 8:59 a.m. And the beach and boating forecast is always brought to you by our very good friends at the Freedom Boat Club. Now, we have the largest franchise in all of the 213 locations that Freedom Boat Club has all across the country right here in Tampa Bay. We've got 500 boats right here in Tampa Bay, 30 locations and growing. Now, there's nothing better for your health than a beautiful day in the water, and Freedom Boat Club calls it sun sanitizing. Now, I will tell you, all you folks that are down here from the north, if you join the Freedom Boat Club down here in Tampa, you can have reciprocity at any of the other 213 locations around the country. And you may very well have a Freedom Boat Club you don't even know about in your backyard or very close by with the 213 locations. So check them out by going online, freedomboatclub.com/Tampa Bay. freedomboatclub.com/Tampa Bay, or give them a call at 855-FREEDOM, the number again, 855-FREEDOM, and sun sanitize. I'll tell you what, the beauty of the Freedom Boat Club is all you got to do is give them a call, reserve a boat, and in minutes you're out on the water enjoying some of the beautiful sunshine and sun sanitizing too. Nothing better than being outdoors in a good old sun. And by the way, you don't think something's like that's not going to kill the virus and you haven't paid attention. The warm weather and the sunlight gets rid of it. It's that simple. Gets rid of it. So, freedomboatclub.com/Tampa Bay, 855-FREEDOM, 855-FREEDOM. Tell them the captain sent you. All right, good morning, caller. What's your name and where are you calling us from?
Good morning. This is Mary from St. Petersburg.
Hi, Mary. How are you?
Okay. The last caller was correct that $25 million is what they proposed in that bill for pay raise, but they did not get it.
No.
And the reason I found out is I was really looking for what's being proposed in the next bill so that you could call ahead and say, hey, we just keep the pork out of the bill.
Yeah.
But it's impossible to find it. What's also impossible to find is who is a rhino and who is not.
Mm-hmm.
How do you do that?
Well, you got to find their voting record, and somewhere there's a website that shows you their voting record. I don't know where it is. It may be in the congressional record, I'm guessing, where they have the different bills. Or there may even be a website that keeps track of that. I know there used to be. I don't know if it's still around or not.
Okay, well, thank you very much.
Thank you, Mary. Have a good day. All right, and, you know, that's interesting. She brings up an interesting point, as our listeners do. I'll tell you what, I'm never amazed by the quality of the listener and knowledge they possess when they give us a call. Never. I mean, you folks are great. By the way, pandemic politics yesterday in Wisconsin. Phew, voters lined up to cast ballots across Wisconsin. The polls were backed up for hours because people were standing at the poll. They only let so many people at a time inside to vote, and they had to stand 6 feet apart out in the lines and all that stuff. They had lines that were literally city blocks long waiting to get in to vote because a lot of people were obeying the stay-at-home order. Don't know what the turnout was, don't know any of that, and we won't even know the results. You ready for this? We won't even know the results of the election, the presidential primary in Wisconsin for a week. Next Tuesday, they're saying they'll have the results. Now, part of that is because so many of the poll workers were sick and they had to bring in the National Guard to supplement the poll workers and keep the polls open. Now, that's all well and good, but, you know, I'm sure it created delays where there had never been a delay before, and I'm hearing about it from some folks that are up there. Plus, we got a couple of affiliates in Wisconsin, and one of my people called, hey, did you hear about... Yeah, I did. I was watching. So there you go. By the way, Senator Rand Paul has recovered fully from the coronavirus, and he started volunteering now at his hometown hospital there in Kentucky. That's all a good thing. And we talked about somebody called me about the pipeline. I think they were referring to it in Nebraska. But what they didn't know, or maybe they did know, but they didn't know where it is, in Montana, the Canadian and U.S. oil pipeline going from the middle of where the oil fields are, where they frack the oil up there, coming into the main system of things and getting the oil to the refineries, is now being constructed. This is another one that's up there, another new pipeline. And I know you guys and gals that are listening to me up there in the frozen tundra are involved in all that. So there you go. And
I will tell you there's a glut of oil on the world market. I don't need to explain that to anybody. And again, yesterday, things were going along pretty good with the stock market, and then all of a sudden, out of the clear blue sky, down she went. It was up some 900 points, and it took a dive at the end, and the reason it took a dive at the end was because oil dropped suddenly, because the word got out again about the glut of oil and the oversupply of gasoline. They got gasoline that they may have to cut the price again just to get the product out of storage. And a dollar and a quarter, I think somebody told me it was a dollar and a quarter in Kentucky. I'm trying to remember. They sent me a message, and I'll be doggone if I can find a message. I might have deleted it. If I did, I shouldn't have. But it was a buck and a quarter somewhere, and I want to say it was in Kentucky. Might not have been. And here I just found the name of the guy from Twitter, Jack Dorsey, a co-founder of Twitter, is devoting $1 billion of his stake in Square Incorporated for virus relief. $1 billion he's giving for virus relief. I said it was for the vaccine or something. I think I said that. But anyway, that's not what it was. It's for virus relief in general. Use it any way you want. And I don't know who he's giving it to other than the CDC, it looks like. Also, Gordon Chang, we haven't mentioned him in a while. He's been on the program a couple times over the last 3 years. He's hard to get because he doesn't want to come on in the middle of the night. And every now and then it can coax him to come on, like right about now. He said that WHO, the World Health Organization, bowed to China and had a hand in helping to spread the pandemic from a public relations standpoint. And he's right. He's right. He's absolutely spot on, 100% correct. They did. They were the guys and gals that were leading the charge for China. Oh, it's not our fault. It's all an accident. The U.S. military brought it in here. Oh, sure. Give me a break. By the way, before we go, oil prices starting up today. West Texas crude, $23.63 a barrel, went down yesterday 10%. Brent crude, $31.87, went down 3.7%. Gasoline dropped 5 cents a gallon wholesale at the refinery to 65 cents a gallon, down 8%. On the news that there was an oversupply of gasoline and an abundance of oil that they can't even bring into process on some of these tankers, and the pipeline is full. All of that we found out about yesterday. Now, keep in mind, we're going to be watching everything that's going on here, news-wise, for you. And I post things during the day, usually in the afternoon when I get out of bed and get shaken. I post things in the afternoon when I get up and I try to keep everybody informed as to what's transpiring. And you can always find that on the Captain's America radio show Facebook page or the official Captain's America, just paid $1.67 a gallon. Okay, that's Al up in Nebraska. But anyway, there you go. And Al, you have a great day. And everybody in the chat room, you guys take care. And everybody around the country, wherever you've listened to us or around the world, we appreciate you. Love each and every one of you. And thanks for making this program so successful. And all the new callers we get, appreciate all you too. I'll see you all tonight in the radio live, 2 a.m. Stay safe, stay low, stay.
I'm here with Scott Useum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever? We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.